we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled New Life in Christ. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 5, verse 21. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace will reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I have just read from the New English Translation. Dennis never realized he was spiritually dead until the day he encountered Christ. Before that, his life was driven by his own desires, comfortable yet disconnected from the presence of God. But when he accepted Jesus and became born again, everything changed. His spirit awakened, and for the first time, he experienced a personal relationship with the Lord. With this new relationship came a profound transformation. Grace began to reign in his life. The chains of sin, which had once kept him bound, lost their grip. He found himself walking in spiritual power, living in the freedom promised in Romans 6:14, where sin no longer had dominion over him. Dennis now understood the reality of Romans 5:21 because he lived it. The righteousness he received through Christ wasn't just a doctrine. It was the gateway to grace reigning over his life. Before salvation, he had been spiritually dead, trapped in sin's rule through separation from God. But now he was alive in righteousness, free to walk in the fullness of God's kingdom. 2 Peter 1:2 tells us that grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. The more Dennis deepened his relationship with God, the more grace flowed into his life, empowering him to live in the divine nature, even in his earthly body. One of the greatest struggles believers face today is receiving the gift of righteousness, but failing to cultivate a strong relationship with God. Without this connection, grace does not reign, and sin continues to lurk in the shadows. Go into today with the certainty that your relationship with God is anchored in Christ's righteousness, not your own. Allow this righteousness to lead you into deeper fellowship with God, where His grace multiplies and empowers you to live a life that manifests His blessing. See Psalm 24, 4 through 5. Prayer. Lord, help me always remember that my relationship with you is grounded in Christ's righteousness, not my own. Strengthen me to cultivate a deep fellowship with you and live a life ruled by your grace and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 42 to 44. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 42 to 44.
Psalm 42 for the director of music, a Maskil of the sons of Korah.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long,
"Where is your God?"
Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
Psalm 43.
Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
Psalm 44, for the director of music of the Sons of Korah, Amaskal.
We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you, we pushed back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now, you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all the day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since He knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord! Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Redeem us because of your unfailing love.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.